Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple introduced the AirPods Max, over-the-ear headphones supporting high fidelity and spatial audio, adaptive EQ, and active noise cancellation. The AirPods Max can be ordered in the U.S. for $549, with shipments starting December 15th. Apple also announced that Apple Fitness Plus will launch on Monday, December 14th in the U.S., in the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, Ireland, and New Zealand for $9.99 per month or $70.99 per year. The service syncs information from an Apple Watch with a workout video on an Apple TV, iPad, or iPhone. Users see heart rate information, calories burned, and activity rings as they follow the moves from the instructors on screen. Fitness Plus includes exercises like yoga, cycling, dance, strength, core, HIIT, and rowing. Users get 3 free months of Fitness Plus with a new Apple Watch purchase, and it's also included in the Apple One Premier bundle for $29.99. Uber announced it's selling its self-driving unit, Advanced Technologies Group, or ATG, to competitor Aurora Innovation. The deal is expected to close in the first quarter of 2021 and values ATG at around $4 billion. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi will join Aurora's board, and Uber will also invest $400 million into Aurora. Google announced that Apple Music is available on Google Assistant-enabled smart speakers and displays in the US, the UK, France, Germany, and Japan. You can set Apple Music as the default music service and control the app by voice, just like with YouTube Music, Spotify, and Pandora. You can also play Apple Music on multiple speakers for whole home audio. Tidal and Amazon Music are the only major music services that Google Assistant still doesn't support. Google also confirmed to The Verge that all Stadia users will be able to live stream directly to YouTube starting on Tuesday. 9 to 5 Google noticed the feature rolling out Monday. 4K streaming capability isn't clear yet, but users will likely need a $9.99 per month Stadia Pro subscription to do so, which they already need for 4K gameplay. Cyberpunk 2077 is arriving on Stadia this week, which comes with a full set of Stadia hardware for a limited time. The latest Pixel feature drop adds adaptive sound to the Pixel 3 and newer devices, which improves speaker quality based on overall ambient sound. Pixels will also receive adaptive charging to better preserve battery life, and 5G-capable Pixels get adaptive connectivity, which defaults to 4G for lower bandwidth tasks. The update also adds a number of features from the Pixel 5 to older Pixel models, including Extreme Battery Saver Mode and Hold For Me, which uses Google Assistant to wait on a phone line until a human picks up. Research organization IPVM shared a document with the Washington Post, signed by Huawei executives, that shows that Huawei can use facial recognition software to send automated Uyghur alarms to authorities when its camera systems identified members of the minority group in China. Huawei worked with facial recognition startup Megvi in 2018 to test an artificial intelligence camera system that could scan faces in a crowd and estimate each person's age, sex, and ethnicity. The document was found on Huawei's website, but removed after the Post and IPVM asked the companies for comment, though both companies confirm the document is real. A Huawei spokesperson says it, quote, is simply a test and has not seen real-world application. Huawei only supplies general-purpose products for this kind of testing. We do not provide custom algorithms or applications. ByteDance had until December 4th to reach a deal to spin off its U.S. operation, though no deal has been finalized. However, Bloomberg's sources say that the U.S. Treasury Department told ByteDance it would not face a fine or other penalty as negotiations are still ongoing. A Treasury spokesperson said the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., or CFIUS, and ByteDance are working to finalize a divestment that would satisfy U.S. security concerns, although no new deadline has been announced. The UK's first electric vehicle service station opened near Braintree, Essex. The electric forecourt from GridServe offers 36 rapid chargers, with electricity coming from solar power canopies above the charges, as well as GridServe's network of hybrid solar farms. The station also includes other service station stables, a coffee shop, newsstand, and post office, as well as meeting room pods and a fitness area with bikes that generate electricity. Finally, engineers at Cloudflare and Apple have developed a new internet protocol called Oblivious DNS over HTTPS, or ODOH, that makes it harder for internet providers to know which websites people visit. Instead of a browser simply using a DNS resolver to convert web addresses to a machine-readable IP address, which is an unencrypted process, ODOH decouples DNS queries from the internet user by adding a layer of encryption around the DNS query and then passing it through a proxy server, preventing the DNS resolver from identifying which sites a user visits. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.